Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction Truth Just Below the Surface. I'm excited to welcome the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good today, Neil. Today we have a special guest on addiction, and her name is Dr. Donna Marks. Donna is a licensed psychotherapist and addiction counselor in Palm Beach, Florida. She's worked with over 6,000 clients, and she says that the root of every addiction was a lack of self-love. And to that extent, we can also put in there a low self-esteem, because that goes along with it. And she follows the spiritual path, as I do, in treating this disease. Her book is called Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Cure. Donna has done a chemical dependency training program at Palm Beach Community College, which has evolved into a four-year degree. She is a certified Gestalt therapist, psychoanalyst, hypnotist, and sex therapist. And for the last 30 years, she's also taught a course of miracles, or a course in miracles. So Donna, it's great to have you on the program today. I got communication from you because I'm on your mailing list. You do a lot of blogs. They're all well worth the time it takes to read them. And the one I want to discuss today is called The Three Reasons Addiction is Hard to Face. Could you go over that blog with us and with our listening audience today?
I would be delighted, and thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's three reasons, the three main reasons that addiction is hard to face. And when it comes to addiction, some people spend more time resisting change than getting well. They're afraid of living without the vice that they're used to having than being fully alive. Sometimes decades will pass before they even admit that they have a problem, and more years will drift by before they decide to do anything about the obsession. By then, the consequences may be so dire, it's almost impossible to stop. The first reason is that a person's mind has been hijacked. Addiction hijacks the mind, and rather than caring about health and well-being, getting the next fix takes priority over all else. And whether it's food, substances, or any other so-called habit, nothing takes precedence over the object of the addict's desire. When it crosses their minds they need to stop, it's always tomorrow. The addiction has them believing they won't be better off without the addiction. The loss would be worse than the benefit of quitting. And even when they try to stop, it's never for good. They keep remembering the high and not the consequences. This is comparable to an animal chewing its leg out of a trap instead of pushing a lever to release the trap for good. Someone who is addicted must decide they are worth more than being a slave to a master that is harming them. The second reason addiction is hard to face is dishonesty. Addiction doesn't allow a person to be honest with themselves or others. I've met hundreds of people who will adamantly deny having a problem when it's clear they are suffering from addiction. Even when other people present specific events and facts, they outright reject the evidence presented. Most lie about, rationalize, or justify their behavior. Now that they know they're not fooling anyone, they might start sneaking the addiction. When others attempt to help them, they see themselves as victims falsely accused. People who are incapable of honesty aren't likely to get well. Their health issues usually get them before they ever catch a case of honesty. The third reason, brain damage. Addiction causes brain damage. The toxins and substances in unhealthy foods are the main culprits. But the toxins the body releases from the ongoing stress of addiction also harms the brain. The brain is a vital organ and will tolerate a limited amount of assault before malfunctioning. However, permanent brain damage is the price for someone who refuses to recognize their problem. There's nothing worse than forgetting your own name, to whom you're married, or you're no longer eligible for hire because you've lost your marbles. And then I added a fourth, enablers. People with enablers are the least likely to get better. Enablers lie for, cover up, or fix the damage caused by another's addiction. Often enablers are getting something out of the illness. Either they don't have to face their own addiction, or they don't want to have to face the fear of what might change if the addict gets better. At the root of all these reasons is fear. If only for a second, the person could look at what the addiction has done to them instead of what it seems to be doing for them, they would be able to reclaim their minds, lives, and purpose.
Thank you, Donna, for that. Your book, Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Cure, is one of the three best books that I've ever read on the problem of addiction. And they can get that on Amazon.com. Tell the people how they can get on your mailing list so that they can get your blogs.
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. And I would put your book and one of my favorites as well. If they would like to get on my mailing list and receive blogs, and we have also other free things on the website, it's www.drdonnamarks.com.
Okay. So, y'all go over to that website and get on our list, because if you have addiction, and there's over 30 different ones that I talk about in my book, and probably you have one of them, but if you don't, you've got a family member or associate that does, and you want to find out what's the most reliable, highest cure rate in the country, it's the program which has a spiritual basis.
Absolutely.
So get that information. It's critical to your health, your children's health, your grandchildren's health, and everybody that you know that has one of these problems. Donna, it's been great to have you on the program again. We'll talk again later.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
All right. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Love, Service, and Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.